Declan, first of all, you always expected to be tight, and it was that. It went to extra time. You were there right to the death. Unfortunately, the result was the wrong one.
Yeah, listen, very disappointing, Tom, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's a very disappointing dressing room in there. Naturally so. No, it's never a nice place to be after a provincial final defeat. Yeah, the game went as we expected. It was always going to be a war of attrition, and that's exactly what it was. Yeah. And it was always going to be a bit small margins. The Derry goal early on was a big score. You know, we'd be very disappointed in conceding that.
But you responded well to it.
Oh, exactly. We went five down and we came back, and, you know, we started the second half really well. We got the crucial goal. We went 2 points up, probably going into the last quarter. But disappointing from our point of view that, you know, we gave away a scoreable free 21 metre line, and then I think the kicker was turned over, and all of a sudden the game's back at all square again. But yeah, it went down the final straight, and, you know, yeah, Derry got the scores in the extra time, and, you know, they won the Ulster title, and, you know, they won it beating Tyrone, Monaghan and ourselves. So
yeah, it's a fair achievement for any team, especially a team coming from Division 2.
Yeah, no, exactly. But listen, we knew what Derry were about. We knew last year it was a really tough, again, claustrophobic type of match last year, and yeah, we got the late score, and it was exactly like that again today. And you know, they were always going to get 14 back behind the ball. That's you know, the way they've played it. Yeah. And it was always going to be difficult. We needed to be patient at breaking them down, but we also needed to take the opportunities when they arose, and we didn't do that today. I thought we were maybe a little wayward at times, but listen, I couldn't fault any of the lads. The lads put in a huge shift, all the guys that started, the guys coming off the bench, and ultimately we lost a couple of key players also going into extra time with a cramp, and, you know, but listen, it wasn't to be today.
The first half they kind of dictated, but you dictated the second half, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, Derry are a team that always, you know, are lucky to get building on a good start, and we were trying to nullify that, and, you know, we did to a degree. I thought 3 points probably was a fair enough reflection. The goal was always a huge score, but second half I thought, you know, we were gathering momentum and we got a couple of really good scores, but ultimately we just couldn't get the crucial score to win it in normal time, and it went into extra time, and it was always going to be, you know.
Yeah. The one ball went into Michael in the second half. He fisted it. I'm not sure the goalie got a hand to it or went out wide anyway, but it was a great chance of a goal, I suppose.
Yeah, listen, those are the small margins. As I say, that, you know, some days they go for you, Tom, and others it doesn't, and yeah, naturally it's hugely disappointing for the whole group, and it's very difficult to take, to be quite honest, and it's not going to be an easy couple of days. And but yeah, you know, we have to dust ourselves down and get ready for qualifiers.
Yeah, because you're not gone. Like, you know, the qualifiers now, you have a second chance.
Yeah, the qualifiers are coming. You know, we don't know who we'll be meeting in that there. But listen, it's just hard even to think about it at this stage, to be quite honest. But listen, we will dust ourselves down. We get back again towards the end of the week and get ready for the next, you know, the next challenge.